Good afternoon, folks. Thanks for tuning in to the Streets Photog podcast. I'm your host, David Joseph Del Grand. Like most creatives, I'm my own worst critic. So yes, I'm farther along in my creative career than I can see. You know, that place where my lens and pen will jetty me around the globe. But I sure do wish I knew how important consistency was 5 years ago. I mean, I would have started my journey while at university, come to think of it. My epiphany about building my own brand struck a little over 2 years ago, and the importance of being consistent tapped me on the shoulder during a conversation I had on social media this week. Now, I'm a big fan of Gary Vaynerchuk, the wine salesman turned internationally known entrepreneur. I mean, he's the man. And his brash, heartfelt, New Jersey to the core wisdom has helped me grow my brand and business tremendously. Shout out to Bergen County, where you can cop the best beats in the world. On Instagram, Gary gave a bit of insight about pumping the brakes and being more thoughtful about a big purchase for items like homes if you can delay it during the next 6 months. He also recommended slashing your expenses by opting out of unnecessary or unused subscriptions for Netflix and the like. It's unusual that I drop a comment sharing my insight on finances, but on a whim, I scribbled this gem and didn't think much about it. Quote, "Then, when you cancel those ancillary subscriptions, put that money in a high-interest savings account like Ally Bank. You already know you're comfortable with burning an extra $50 a month at least, so put that in your savings," end quote. I wasn't expecting a dozen people to immediately chime in. One dude said, quote unquote, "needed this." I replied with, "daily reminders add up." Some folks said savings is a no-no because it's all about assets. I clarified, saying that saving aggressively is step one to their great point. Then came the comment that reminded me about the importance of consistency. This applies to my photography work as well as my long-term investment plans and aspirations. Quote, "Saving $50 is going to bring you what exactly?" the person asked me. I cocked my eyebrow and tilted my head. Puzzling, I thought, as a glass half full kind of dude. Honestly, $50 monthly won't mean much in the first month, or the second, or the eighth month. I did happen to spit back a note saying, quote, "a small amount is a solid start. It can change your relationship with money, and all of a sudden you find yourself saving 30 to 45% of your net income." The small steps that feel like they're getting you nowhere soon become, if you commit to them, habits. And habits tend to blossom, both good and bad routines. Okay, so here's another example. Say you want to get in shape. Commit to doing 10 push-ups and sit-ups every day. Will you be a world-class athlete tomorrow? No. But check back with me in a year and compare how you look and feel. My guess is 10 reps will grow into close to 100 daily reps in less than 365 days. Over the past 2.5 years, I developed a ferocious street photography habit. Today, I make street photos and videos to place my audience in the driver's seat at least 5 days a week. Every day, no matter what, I'm making art and telling the tale about my process. Moreover, I typically schedule an afternoon session at least 3 days a week. On a great day, I sneak in a night photo mission. So on a productive week, I make more photos than other creators do in a month. Now, not that it's a competition, but outworking people in your cohort will put you in a different class. And especially when I get to take a vacation, considering how much I front-load my creative output, I can edit my work before I leave town, schedule the posts on social channels to stay consistent online, then put up my feet to enjoy a chilly afternoon cerveza on a quieted Bisbee patio stoop. How did my blistering photo-making routine start? by me committing to making photos for 10 minutes every morning. Sounds like a $50 monthly investment to me, eh? Since March 2020, my brand is consistently maturing and expanding. One grant ducat deposit every 30 days. After committing to a simple task of starting, my photo work grew into my first self-published book, over 24 international exhibitions, and countless newspaper columns and projects. If you think investing money consistently in Netflix every 30 days is valuable, imagine how much making time for your creative pursuits will grow your brand and your smile. Thanks so much for tuning into the Streets Photog podcast. If you're interested in supporting this podcast and my other creative adventures, log on to my website, davidjdelgran.com, and purchase my first self-published softcover photo book, Luces del Barrio. Also, for the month of October, I have a Halloween print on that website. You can purchase one of those and get in the spooky spirit.